The following hour is a real hour of power. This is Let's Jess Talk Radio.
Let's Jess Talk Radio.
With Jesse from JessTalk.com and Lisa from LisaListens.com. If you're lost, stuck, or challenged in life matters, this hour's for you. The phone lines are open at 702-731-1230. That's 702-731-1230. Or toll free.
Toll free.
1-866-820-5528. That's 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here's Jesse and Lisa.
Okay, okay, okay. Good morning. Just Talk, Lisa, listen. We have an incredible guest today on the show. Lisa, what are your thoughts?
Oh, my God. You guys are in for a surprise. It's Paul. Paul, please pronounce your last name for our listeners.
I don't even think I say it right, but I say Tijerina, but it's Tijerina in Spanish.
And how would you spell that?
Tijerina.
Okay, so with that being said, no habla español mucho, pero es más importante para nosotros hablamos en español. I said it's important for us to speak in Spanish, but what if we don't know how? So with that, we're going to call you T.
There you go. I like that.
So let's talk about why we're here today. Incredible radio program today. It's something that we all are challenged with at some point or another on a continuum, and most of us have no idea where to go to get the help. And I'm talking about the food part of life, the eating part of life. And when we think about why you're here on the show today, Paul, we've invited you here because we know that you are the best expert that we have ever read about, come across, and certainly experienced in our lifetime. How does that leave you feeling?
Well, that sounds awesome, man. I don't feel like I'm necessarily an expert at all the information out there. I feel like an expert at helping people implement this stuff in their daily life, and I think that's what most people struggle with the most.
They really do. In fact, so the key part about why you're here, as far as I'm concerned, I know Lisa will no doubt, amen this, is to talk to us about food and healthy eating for life, so that you're not on a program, off a program, on a program, off, what works, what doesn't work. The whole deal is to find someone that is, I'm going to say, put it all together and allow us a path that we actually can get on and stay on.
That's right. You got to do it for a lifetime or you're not going to experience the benefits that you're really looking for. So,
you know, and I did some additional reading on you, too, and I looked at your vision. Uh-huh. I love it. I'm going to speak to the vision, do my best, and then I'm going to ask you to really shore me up or tighten me up.
Cool.
Your vision, as I understand it, is to awaken as many people as possible to the truth about food, fitness, and lifestyle factors
that are crucial for optimal health.
See,
for
I knew sure. You would do it better.
Yeah.
Say it to us.
Synergistic, you know. So, and my goal is to educate and empower people. And like I said, there's a lot of great resources out there, but a lot of people have a difficult time figuring out what real food is, how to implement it in their daily life, and then they also miss out on a lot of these important, what I call lifestyle factors that are very synergistic with real food, that can't be overlooked, like sleep and sun exposure and setting circadian rhythms and stress management. And I'm really big into mindfulness and meditation practices.
Yeah,
tying all that stuff together, it's difficult. You know, it's one thing to hand someone a list of foods and a program, but it's another thing to figure out how in the world do I implement that in my daily life. You know, and that's kind of what I feel like I'm an expert at, is helping people figure that out.
And you are. You really are. With the title of Holistic Nutritional Therapist, it's a big title, and you've got big shoes to fill when you roll into that. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been studying this?
Since 2006. It's kind of when I ventured into it. In 2006, for all of my life, I've been into fitness and health, and I think I did what most people do. So out of high school and in college, I went to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, and I was big into fitness and nutrition, but only what I had access to, which was basically Flex magazine and Muscle and Fitness and Men's Health and all that kind of stuff. So I followed what I call conventional wisdom's view of what we need to do to be healthy.
Right.
And I went in for one of my first checkups since being out of the military in 2006, and I had high blood pressure. I was pre-diabetic. I was on metformin. I was on blood pressure meds.
Wow.
I was on a statin for lipid numbers.
Wow.
I took Claritin every day for allergies, Zantac every day for indigestion. Couldn't sleep well. Couldn't think straight. You know, I was just a mess, and I was really frustrated because this was at the tail end of about 18 years of doing the whole, you know, counting calories, measuring portions, yes. starting the day off with oatmeal, juicing, protein shakes, protein bars. I mean, you know,
on the program, off the program, on the program.
Yeah, well, I was pretty diligent,
pretty
with
tight,
it, you
with
know,
it.
But there were some huge, huge, huge missing links.
And still, that, the results you weren't getting. In other words.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, if I had all those, you know, kind of whacked out health markers, so
that's really huge. So you actually, your expertise was driven by a want and a need.
Well, I think that's most of us, you know, like you don't start wanting to do something until you feel like something's off.
That's,
you know?
True.
So, and then even a lot of the holistic practitioners that I work with and follow, like most of us have a very similar journey. We had our own health issues that we were trying to figure out, and this kind of kickstarted us into trying to figure out what the truth was about all this stuff. And then, you know, luckily we find the right things and we go down this path and we, you know, fix ourselves and we start fixing friends and family members, and then we want to empower other people.
No, that's, you know, huge. So. Well, let's talk about, there are a lot of people out there, when you say real food, they understand what the word real means, and they understand what the word food means, but I don't know if they really understand what real food is. Real food as opposed to non-real food. What would be non-real food as opposed to real food?
I think a good question to ask is, can you tell me where it comes from? So if I ask you, where does cheese come from?
Well, that comes from animals.
I know, but what animal?
Would that be the cow?
Yeah, a cow, or, you know, sometimes a goat or whatever, but
right,
for the most
right.
part, you could say a cow.
Okay. Okay.
So where do Cheez-Its come from?
Cheez-Its comes from something that looks like a cow? No, a manufacturer.
I mean, it's a million different ingredients from a million different directions. So that's a really good start, is just to ask, can you tell me where something comes from? And if it can, if it comes from a single source, then a lot of times that's like the first smell test. You
that's
know?
A really good perspective. Lisa, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I know that when I look at the ingredients on the box, it's frightening.
You look at the ingredients on the box?
Well, since I've joined Paul's program, he educated me on all of that. So, yeah, I look at everything now.
And you know, a lot of us really don't look at the ingredients on the box, do we?
Well, sure. But at first, if it has a box and ingredients, then it probably is in the wrong direction, you know, starting out.
<Right. laughs> But see, that's really good to know, because a lot of the listeners out there may not really understand that. And I know that we have a caller on the line that may want to make a perspective even early in. We're just really building this campaign. I want people to know the power of what you know, and I want them to get an hour of power with this. It's incredible what you brought to the table and the knowledge that you've given both Lisa and myself, and we want them to know. So let's take cool. caller number one, which is Greg.
Oh, nice.
Greg, what say you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to tell you that the beauty of what he teaches is he's involved. He's in the process. And like what you were just saying about looking at ingredients, these are things that I never did. I've been working with T for a few months now, and it's amazing. He shows us exactly what to look for on ingredients, where to shop, where to get the most bang for your buck. And as simple as the process sounds, it's not always very easy.
Right.
And he's just so invested in all of us making the right choices. And the changes in me physically have been incredible, as far as arthritis way, way, way down. My workouts
nice.
Are way, way, way better. I've probably got about 100 pounds to lose. I'm on my way, and it's just... It's actually a lot simpler than people might realize. We're fed so much bad information
That's
out
right.
there. And T really just brings it all together with science and that kind of thing. And he's just amazing to work with. Really teaches people the way.
Well, we appreciate you chiming on that. Did you want to say something, Paul,
to
Greg regarding that?
Appreciate you calling in, brother. Good to hear from you.
You got it.
Well, Greg, before you leave, I'd like to say something to you. What drew you to tea in the first place?
You know, I've been an active CrossFitter for a long time.
Okay.
And it was just, he was doing a seminar, and I at first was like, oh, come on, another nutritionist, give me a break.
Right.
But I said, let me go in open-minded, and all it took was that first intro meeting. And when you meet Paul, it's just, he's such a dynamic individual. And I sat there in that meeting, and I turned to my friends, I said, this man speaks the truth. This is amazing. So
well, you know,
I was on board.
You're right on, Greg, and I actually I feel you on that, because when I first met him, it was under similar circumstances as you. And on the very first day, in the very first few minutes of him speaking, I knew he had way more to offer than I had any understanding that I was misunderstanding before meeting this guy.
That's great. It's it's the way I'd like even more people to know about him.
Well, that's why we have him on the show. That's why he's there. He's here on this show, and he'll be on future shows as well, because we do want other people to know about him.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thanks so much, Greg. Thanks for calling in.
Makes my heart sing to hear that, because I just want to help people. I want to get this message out, and it just that's awesome to hear that from Greg. Greg's a trooper. He's super active on our Facebook group page and big supporter of everything that we're doing.
Well, that's very cool. You know what? You deserve to have a wonderful fall-in, and I can't wait to hear from more of them. In fact, I think caller number two is on the line, and that caller number two is that Juwama?
Zoma.
Zoma.
Good Zoma. Morning.
Zoma, nice to meet you. Good morning. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Las Vegas, and I am actually a student of Paul's. And I just wanted to call in and commend you and Lisa for actually having him on. It's a really important concept what he's teaching, and I think the timing is perfect. So he really changed my life and my family's life, and so I just want to commend you guys for putting him.
Well, thank you very much. Am I pronouncing it right, Zoma?
Yes.
Zoma, when you say he changed your life, and this may be a little bit personal, but you know this is a personal show. So mm-hmm. can you give us just a little bit of an inkling on how, in fact, he did change your life?
Well, I think it's been about 2 years since I've been working with Paul directly.
Okay.
And it first started as, I was a very hardworking woman working 10 to 11 hours. And I was really lost as to what I was trying to feed my family. I was cooking
right.
three different meals for three different likings. And it was just very difficult. So I kind of gave up and I was doing the fast food thing. And we were just all feeling very miserable. And
for
I
sure.
think when I went through the progression, while I was going through the progression, I was actually just taught how to eat real food, and I started feeling better, and in turn I started feeding my child the real food, and I saw a really drastic difference in the way he was behaving. Not as whiny, he was focusing more on his homework.
Nice.
It was very, very extreme, the change, and so I really just became a believer, and now I'm really just an advocate for what he's doing, and it's an amazing transformation.
That's awesome.
That are optimal, you're more clear-minded, and so I would just recommend that everybody begin to be aware of these things when their kids are eating packaged foods and things like that, just to notice, at least begin to notice, and then maybe take on the challenge of beginning to introduce this way of eating.
Zoma, you make a good point. It starts with awareness, though, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Outstanding.
It sure does.
And then after awareness, then you have to put something into action. And when you connect with a guy like T, you cannot help. In fact, the guy is infectious because he believes so wholeheartedly in what he does, down to his soul, that it gets into you, that becomes infectious, and you want more, correct?
This is true, and he's the real deal. He really does walk the walk, and he stands behind what he says. He does it every day, and so he's a great example to our community as well. We're really lucky to have him here in Las Vegas.
Very, very, very good to say. I agree with you. I appreciate you calling in, and don't tell anybody, but we're actually building an extra room in our home for Paul so he can come and go as he pleases. How's that leave you feeling?
Sounds like a good idea. We could have a Paul in our house.
We do have a Paul in the house.
To kind of keep us in line.
Paul is in the house.
Word.
Thank you, Paul, for all you do. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Paul, those are some two really good callers that called in to me. Some very good points. I like Zoma talking about awareness.
Yeah, the problem with awareness, though, is that if you're in the cloud, it's hard to it's hard to see that you're in the cloud sometimes. Unless you're really suffering. So the powerful thing is trying to implement some changes and noticing the difference, and that's where the awareness comes in, is noticing a difference between how you felt before and how you feel introducing some of these new changes.
No, so. That's a good point. Don't you think that when you talk about this awareness thing, it is. I agree. It is all relative. Don't you think also we're inundated with so much of all the other stuff that's distracting, that is really not so good for us in terms of Madison Avenue and all the different, what's being advertised out there when you go into the store.
For sure. Money's behind everything.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It permeates everything in our culture. So you have to be able to sift through that stuff. The answer is so much more simple and elegant. It's beautiful that it's so simple and elegant, but the problem is there's not many people that are making money off of me telling people to eat real food in the morning, to not eat all day long, to have minimal meals and space in between meals and eat real food at night. There's no I mean, there's no you know, money agenda there. So
you know what I like best about it, Paul, is the energy that you gain when you're on this plan. You can feel it just after 5 to 7 days.
Oh yeah. So that's most people, and I think the focus is completely wrong, especially here in the United States. The focus is always weight, you know. So a lot of people come in, and their first priority
right.
is losing weight.
That's right.
And you have to understand that excess body fat is just another symptom of hundreds or thousands of symptoms that you can experience. But, you know, we start to see immediately, like, you know, energy improvements, mental clarity, focus, emotional stability, and people just so happen to lose body fat as well. So I think the focus in America especially has been driven too much on lose weight. At all costs.
That's true.
What I try to get people to understand is you want to make this connection between how food makes you feel. You know, so if food makes you feel good, that's as big an indicator for health as anything else out there.
That's a very good point.
It's actually, to me, overrides numbers and measurements and percentages and everything else. And people are so fixated on these numbers that they lose sight of how they feel. How does this make you feel?
Like, that's a really good point. Most people aren't even in touch with that sensation that you talk about. And that's really the point that they live from.
Right.
At the end of the day, you're living from the perspective of how you feel. And that's huge.
Right.
No, I like that. I'd like to talk more when we come back. We're going to take one caller, then we're going to take a break. But before we take that caller, I wanted to say something about the fact that a lot of people don't realize they don't know what they don't know.
That's right.
It's a program like this that even if you get one word, one sentence, one story that's shared that turns something on in you that gets you to want to look for this kind of information, I think that's what's huge. So we'll talk more about that. Our next caller on the line, I believe, is Sal. So, Sal, you are on the line here with Paul T. What are your thoughts?
Well, good morning, Jess. And hi, Lisa. It's Sal from Canada.
Hey, welcome,
Canada.
Sal.
Is this Sal all the way from Vancouver, Canada?
It is indeed.
Great to hear your voice, Sal. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, great to hear your show and great guest. Well, this is really something that speaks to me because I've been a sufferer of allergies for years. And I've tried everything in the book. I've tried all kinds of diets. I've gone through a naturopath route. I've eliminated foods that, quote unquote, like the wheat and the sugars and all these great things that apparently cause all kinds of inflammation to sinuses. I've done so many diets on sinus diets, quote unquote, that nothing's ever worked. I'm always, unfortunately, relegating myself down to the pharmaceuticals, which I really hate. And I'm just wondering if he's got some suggestions or something he can offer me to either read up or take up on from Canada and look into.
Those are great. Those are great observations, perspectives, and also a good question. T, I'm going to turn that over to you. What are your thoughts for Sal?
Well, first of all, I don't treat or diagnose. Right.
Okay.
So I educate and empower, and it's kind of, I hear that you've tried a lot of different things, and what I tell people more and more now is that you have to have the foundation correct before you can start to nitpick different symptoms, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the main issues that you might have is that your foundation may be a little bit off. And even if you've got 80-90% of the deal right, if you have that missing link in there, then that could be what's contributing to the problem. So, you know, orthodox or allopathic medicine would look at allergies and try to treat the symptom, and that's not what I do. I help people get this foundation in place, and from that foundation, people start to feel better and they see all kinds of resolutions. But then from that foundation being in place, it's easier to nitpick certain symptoms. So I would say that the first thing that you probably need to do is go through my program and get that foundation in place and see what kind of beneficial changes take place. And then from there, if your allergies or anything else specific doesn't resolve itself, then we could start to look at things more, you know, specifically. But I'd say that allergies are one of the big things people see eliminate. It sounds like you're doing some good things with eliminating wheat and sugars. And I would definitely eliminate anything that has anti-nutrients in it. So any of the monocot grains like wheat, soy, corn, wheat, oatmeal, rye, and barley. And then I would also eliminate soy and corn because those tend to be a little bit inflammatory and cause some problems in the digestive system. And maybe you clean yourself out of even legumes. So, but then go through my program because it's just, you know, everybody has their own version of you know, what you should do and what their recommendations are and what real food is. But I just really feel like nobody has it put together like I do.
Interesting. So, I'd love to hear Sal comment on that. And then I want to talk about the program a little specifically to Sal, especially being out, you know, from Vegas. He's out there in Vancouver, although it's a 2.5-hour flight. It's a lot of miles between here and there. What are your thoughts, Sal, about what T has offered up?
Yeah, I'm totally open to that, and I like what he had to say, and I think maybe something about what he just said, the foundation, you know, something I never really thought about, having that really good, solid foundation. I always believe that I do. You know, I do work out. I do sort of tend to think that I have a good diet, or try to watch a good diet, and what I eat. But maybe there's certain things, like we just mentioned a few things, like corn. I love corn. You know, I fucking eat corn all the time. Yeah. But I've never thought about eliminating things like corn, you know, as an example. But,
well, that's... That's a good point, Sal, especially, I mean, you know, you are truly authentic Italian, and there's a lot of things in that Italian diet that are tasty, yummy, and extraordinary, but they may not...
I'm eating at my mother's house anytime.
I know, I hope your mother's not listening.
It's a week time.
They may not find themselves on Paul's program, but Paul, speak to that just a bit, because Sal comes from a really strong, rich Italian family with a great culture, and there's food is part of the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, you eat the way that we eat, and you see there's nothing restrictive about it. You just have to figure out... So when I say foundation... It's not just about what foods. It's how to implement those foods. So certainly my what foods are going to be different from even a lot of real food methodologies out there. So you have to figure out what foods to eat, but you also have to figure out how to time those foods and then how to work with some of these other crucial lifestyle factors that I feel like are very synergistic with food. So it's like it's a big picture kind of thing. So you may be doing, you know, 80-90% of it right, but you could have some things that are messing with you, or it could be that you have most of the foods correct, but you're just not timing them properly, or you're not... you know, implementing them properly.
You know, Sal, Paul makes a very good point with that, because I tell you, going in, before Lisa and I started this program, we were always under the whole, I'm going to call them myth or story, I'm just going to call it information, that to eat 5 to 6 small meals a day.
Conventional wisdom.
Conventional wisdom, thank you. 5 to 6 small meals a day, and we believe that, right, Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
And then Paul gets in there and tells us we're not going to eat 5-6 meals a day. He tells us we're going to eat 3 square meals a day, no snacking. I'm going, that's tough.
I like that already.
Right?
It's freeing, it's liberating, but, you know, one of your goals, especially if you suffer from allergies, has got to be strength of digestion, because allergies from a functional perspective is going to come from some gut permeability issue in the small intestines. Mm-hmm. And so one great way to strengthen digestion is to focus on a nutrient-dense meal and then give your body some space, and then have another nutrient-dense meal and then give your body some space. So if you think about it, if I'm eating every 2 or 3 hours,
right,
you know, which conventional wisdom tells us we need to do this,
right,
to fuel our metabolism and all kinds. First of all, what sense does it make to eat more often to burn more calories? Makes no sense whatsoever. That's an industry-driven message right there.
I've always questioned that myself.
It's ridiculous. It's an industry
thinking that.
Yeah.
It's an
industry-driven message, and it's also for a nation of carnivores that are in blood sugar dysregulation. So of course you have to eat every 2 or 3 hours, or else you have a blood sugar drop and you feel like junk. So, but to strengthen digestion, you think about it. If you were to work out all day every day, like you'd work yourself out to death. If you were to fast all day every day, then you'd starve yourself to death. Well, you don't want to be eating and digesting food all day every day, because that's an effort from the body as well. So what you want is nutrient-dense meal with a strong digestive effort. And then you want some space so your body can kind of regain its resources and have another strong digestive effort and then some space. So just in my protocol of figuring out how to time these foods, a lot of people's digestion strengthen. And so, again, it's what foods, how to time those foods.
I like
and
it. And you know
all
what,
kinds of great
Sal,
things.
What I would say, just a quick piece, just a quick, because we're going to go to a break shortly. But, Sal, what is your take on what you just heard from T?
This is a very positive message. I'm open to it. I'm just curious if there is an opportunity to look at this directly online. Obviously, I live in Canada, Vancouver, and I'm a distance away from Vegas. But do you have this program online?
You can go to my website, which is Atavis Nutrition. That's A, T as in Tango, A, V as in Victor, I, S as in Sierra, T as in Tango, nutrition.com. And it's got some basic information and some a way to reach out to me and contact me if you friend me on Facebook, which I never thought I'd be hearing myself say that in my adult life. But Paul C. Tarina, and the best way is just to kind of get connected to our community, but then also shoot me a message and I can work with you remotely. You know, so we'd start by doing a food journal, seeing what you're eating on a daily basis, and then I'd take you through my foundations and show you where you were kind of missing the mark.
If I could just ask you one last thing before you, I know Jess has got a break here, but one last question I have is, have you had actual testimonials with people that have gone through your program that had allergies?
Oh, absolutely.
Suffered with allergies that said, yes, this is really turning my life around.
Absolutely. I can give you 20 of them.
In fact, let's do that after the break. Let's answer Sal. Sal, he'll still be listening. He won't be on the line. Let's answer with a couple testimonials of some great cases that you have, people that have had some allergy challenges and how you handle that. Does that sound good, Sal?
I'm going to not. tune out. Trust me, I'm in.
Brother, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. Tell the folks out there in Vancouver that we're giving them a hey high five from Las Vegas, and we will definitely be in touch again, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Jess, and thank you, Lisa, and thank you, T.
Thank you. Cool. You have a good one. And to find us, please go to jesstalk.com. That's JESSTALK.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-913-2387 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-913-2387. 1-800-913-2387. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Every 28 seconds, a car in the U.S. is stolen. Don't become the next victim. In times like these, a little extra precaution can go a long way. Never leave your keys in the ignition. Always lock doors and keep windows closed. Equip your car with an alarm or other theft deterrent device. If you become a victim of auto theft, report it immediately to your local law enforcement agency. To learn more about protecting yourself from auto theft, visit ncpc.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
What are you doing Friday morning from 10 to 11 a.m.?
How about tuning in to Let's Just Talk Radio? I'm Jesse Farrell with Just Talk Speaking and Coaching.
And I'm Lisa of Lisa Listen.
Join our weekly program every Friday morning here at KLAV.
Tune in where we will empower and inspire you through engaging conversations every Friday morning from 10 to 11 a.m.
Here at Just Talk Radio, between our special guests and the magic we create, you'll be left wanting more.
Let's Just Talk Radio, Friday morning at 10.
Visit our website at jesstalk.com. JESSTalk.com. Now, let's return to Let's Just Talk Radio. Here again, Jess and Lisa.
Welcome back to Let's Just Talk. For those of you that don't have time to call in, or at your, and if you're at work, maybe just send your questions to Just Talk Speaking and Coaching or Lisa Listen Facebook page. And if you haven't liked us yet, please do so while you're there. You can also do it, check us at Twitter at Just Talk or LinkedIn, Jesse Farrell or Lisa Bybee Farrell. Okay, I've had two questions come in. We'll take this one from Michael Stepskinski. Sorry about that, Mike.
Let me say it, Stepzinski.
There we go. He would like this question to go to Paul. People think if they just start juicing that they're being healthy, even if they juice sweet fruits like apples and oranges. Can you please tell us more about that, Paul?
Not sure what the question is specifically, but I think, you know, juicing is a step in a better direction, for mm-hmm. sure. So
right.
If you're coming from the standard American diet and you go into a juicing protocol, then you're making a step towards real food.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan of juicing, except in specific situations like during a detox protocol. And I think that people can get carried away with, fruit juices, and which has a lot of sugar. And again, even though it's real food and it's a step in a better direction.
Paul, let me speak to that, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lisa and I jumped on a juicing program well before we met you. And that was well before we met another professional by the name of Mindy Anderson, I'm going to give a shout out to her too, because she's exceptional with what she does also. Mm-hmm. And we started this juicing program, did a layman's version of it. And let me tell you something. The longer I was on it, the more fruit I kept putting in it. Yeah. And the more fruit I kept putting in it, the sweeter it tasted, but the more headaches I got.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
sure.
I'm saying? So the point you make is absolutely marvelous. So those people out there listening, juicing is just because you put so-called good things in it like fruit. You can go overboard with it, and then you're counterproductive.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I've had tons of people that come to me that are, you know, what I'd call master juicers, you know. So And then when they start to go through my protocol, they experience all the symptoms of blood sugar dysregulation, some of the things that you mentioned, like the headaches and the fatigue.
Right.
And so, again, it's a step in a better direction, but I think real food is beyond juicing. I think there is a place for juicing, especially for nutrient-dense vegetable juicing with maybe a little bit of fruit in there to sweeten things up. But for the most part, your body needs real food because – first of all, juicing is going to bypass a lot of digestive processes. So there's a reason that, you know, when I prepare food and I'm in the kitchen cooking, then I smell that food and my salivary glands start to produce saliva, which has salivary amylase, which helps break down carbohydrates. And that starts to kickstart all my other gastric juices. And so just in the preparation of food, I start to get things heated up and to get the body prepped for food.
For sure.
And then in masticating and chewing, you're also sending signals to the rest of the body about what's coming down the pipeline. But if I end up in, juicing something and then downing that juice, it's like having a bomb hit in your stomach with no preparation, no prep time, no indication of what's coming down the pipeline. A lot of times that's sugar-based. And so I don't think it's optimal. I think there is a place for it in a real food way of eating for sure. But I think the beneficial thing to do is to eat real food, to prep your own food, to cook your own food, to masticate, to chew really well, and to get your digestive juices flowing.
Well, we're solid believers on your program, so no doubt about that. I do want to say one thing about the juicing piece, and I'm not the expert. Mindy Anderson, in my opinion, is the expert. But before we met you, we were on her program. It was phenomenal. She does a great job with it. And she definitely downplays the whole fruit side of it. It's more vegetable juicing and that so forth. And I can't really speak to it like she can. And perhaps that might be a good show for her to be on to come talk about the products of that. Yeah. And also, it's not pure juicing. She also introduced vegetables and salads and that sort of stuff. She's got a special program. Juicing is only part of it. And,
awesome.
And again, I'm not one to speak on that. She is. I do want to say something really quickly. So many people endeavor to do these sort of things, and they're frightened, and they're afraid of change. They're afraid of transformation. And I read something really not too long ago that talks about that, that says, don't be afraid of a little opposition. Remember that the kite of success generally rises against the wind of adversity, not with it.
That's right. It's all about ebb and flow.
Napoleon Hill. So yeah. You live by that standard as well. And Lisa, I think you had one more question from a caller.
Well, I actually have three more. But
make it quick because we have two callers on the line.
Okay.
We've got an expert in the studio, and you are on, Lisa.
This is from Tim in Chicago. He is listening on his app, and he said that he appreciates you as a guest here, Paul. He's an executive coach and deals with folks who are traveling all the time, wining and dining. How do I help my clients understand the importance of food awareness in that type of lifestyle? What steps can they take to improve their nutrition?
Oh, nice.
That's a great question from Tim in Chicago. In fact, Tim is an exceptional coach out of Chicago, Illinois. And I know that that's probably a broad answer. We want to tighten it up so Tim gets what he wants, and then we get to the other two callers, too.
Yeah. So that's an issue for a lot of people, you know, trying to implement this in a busy lifestyle and a career and everything else. But I would say starting out, again, you have to figure out what real food is. And I feel like my definition of what real food is a little bit superior. So you got to figure out what real food is.
Right.
You got to figure out how to time those foods.
Right.
And then within that context, once you know what real food is, it's possible to order out and to eat even, you know, at fast food places and make the right choices. I'm not saying that it's going to be the best quality, but in a pinch, you have to do what you got to do. As long as you stay within the realm of what we consider real food and abide by how I recommend structuring your daily eating, then, you know, you can make some really good sound choices there. And then always ask questions when you're out as far as, you know, what foods are cooked in and those types of questions. But figuring out what real food is and how to time those foods, and then within that context, you can always make decent choices at different places. And
even on the road. Your point is
even
on the road.
If I eat out at a restaurant, you know, I know what things to order and what things not to order. So it's
right,
just,
if you go to fast food, doesn't mean you have to get the burger. You can also get like chicken breasts with lettuce instead of a bun.
Well, I would definitely get the burger, but I would get the burger without the bun.
You are a burger without the bun looking kind of guy, too.
Yeah.
No, that's a great answer.
So I hope that answered the question. A lot of people struggle with implementation. I think there's a perceptual issue there because it seems like it's going to be extremely difficult. But as you know, I'm not a big fan of eating, you know, every 2 or 3 hours. So once you understand how to implement real food, you understand, you know, your body starts to get the signal of satiation, which means that you don't have to eat as much as often. And
nice.
So if you just get a couple of meals timed right in the day, then you free yourself up from having to make these decisions, you know, out and about and at restaurants and everything else.
You also free yourself up from having to even think about worrying about what are we going to eat. That was one of the biggest worries that we have. What are we going to eat today? We spend 30, 40 minutes just figuring out what to eat.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
So that's good. How about those callers? Who's our next caller on the line here? Is it Tricia? Let's take Tricia. We'll take a call right now. Tricia, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It is good to have you. Where are you calling in from, Tricia?
Las Vegas.
Okay, talk to us. What is your question or comment for Paul?
Well, I'm calling in because I did do the 10-week challenge with Paul.
Okay.
And had some amazing results, and not just body changes, but physically, health-wise, sleeping. You know, I've been a bad sleeper my whole life. I'm currently 43 years old, and I had a sleep study in my 20s trying to figure out why I couldn't sleep. And I would wake up 35 times a night and just exhausted. And I can tell you now, I'm at like 3 times a night I wake up.
Nice.
Wow. That's what you call a paradigm shift, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
And wouldn't you also call that a new life, Tricia?
Absolutely, because I feel better and I perform better. And, you know, I was on a low-fat diet since I was 12 years old because I, even when I was 100 pounds, I thought I was, you know, heavy. And
right.
So I've done what everybody has told me for so many years. And, you know, to be honest, I met Paul and I didn't join the first challenge. And then I saw my friends who had joined and I saw all these great changes. And I'm like, I need to do this. And my mind just kept bringing back to Paul, and then just happened to run into him one day. And I'm like, we need to do this. I need to do this. And absolutely changed my life.
Right. You know what, too, Tricia? There are no accidents. You just happened to run into him by the universal connection.
That's what I told her all the time.
Okay.
She was awesome. Like, she came, she has we have a mini group okay. that I call Tricia's Superhumans, which I've made some just tremendous friends from. And we've seen such great transformation. And Tricia was just, she was so inspiring. I consider her a really good friend now. And it was so funny because in the beginning of the challenge, she seemed to be kind of one of the more skeptical of everyone.
For sure.
And she saw some of the most dramatic changes happen the quickest.
Sometimes
a huge supporter of everything that we're doing. So I love Tricia.
Those critics sometimes can be the best allies. Yeah. Tricia, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. That's a great insight,
Thanks,
and we
Tricia.
Appreciate it. And you know what? We resonate exactly with everything you're saying in terms of your transformation. And you know what? Keep it up. Stay with him.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You All right, too. You as well.
And I just want to touch on that. Like, she mentioned sleep. Like, there are things that we see change in this program for sure, like fat loss, increased energy, strength of digestion, metabolic syndrome markers improved, like abdominal fat reduced, triglycerides levels reduced, HDL levels increased, blood pressure improves, fasting sugar improves. But then things like that are very subtle, like sleep patterns improve.
That's right.
You know? And so, and these are some of the most powerful things for
Huge.
People to experience, because sleep is another crucial element of
Essential.
Health that people overlook. I think people, they look for nutrition to solve anything and everything. And nutrition has to be foundational for sure.
I agree.
And again, you have to figure out what foods, how to time the foods, and learn what resonates with your body. But then you also have to take into account these other things. And it's just great that we see people sleeping better and having better energy levels throughout the day and better clarity and focus.
I love it. And I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, Lisa and I experienced exactly the same thing. Lisa, let me ask you this. Are we going to take the caller on the line, or you got some folks coming through on Facebook also?
I've got 3 more questions.
On Facebook?
Yes.
Let's take a Facebook, and then, no, that caller's been on the line. Let's take that caller, and then we'll take your Facebook question. Okay, it is Valerie on the line. Valerie, you are now on the air with Just Talk. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yes, my question is, a lot of people in this country have GERD, and I've been suffering with GERD for about 2 years, and I'm on all kinds of medication, and I've reduced my food intake to not very much of interest, and I'm wondering if your guest has any ideas or solutions for coping with GERD. I have to eat very small amounts at 5 or 6 times a day, and as you were saying, it's quite onerous to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there's another way of approaching this.
Oh, for sure. So I'd say over 90% of the people that come to me, whether in my private practice or in my group challenges, have digestive dysfunctions. And like I told you, I was on Zantac every day of my life before I figured all this stuff out.
Uh-huh.
So, and digestion is so important, and it's kind of overlooked. So if you're eating food and you're not digesting it, then what's the point, right? Because digestion is what takes food into its most minute, particle sizes that then cells can actually assimilate and use. So if you're taking a proton pump inhibitor or something that suppresses gastric juices, then you're pretty much mitigating your body's ability to assimilate nutrients. And again, the answer is very simple and elegant and freeing. It's figuring out what real food is and then how to implement and time those foods. So I can tell you, just getting on my protocol, most people without even having to titrate off of things, come off of proton pump inhibitors and acid suppressing medications. And I can't guarantee that. I have a protocol that I work with people if you have a really, really bad issue. But real food fixes a lot of things, not everything. Real food fixes, you know, a lot of things. So figuring out what foods to eat and understanding the importance of digestion in the process, it's a very freeing thing to experience.
So. Very huge, very huge. What do you think of that? Oh, go ahead, Lisa.
Please, I'm getting several people asking how to get in touch with Paul, and it's atavistnutrition.com.
That's right. That's A-T-A-V, as in Victor, I-S-T. Nutrition.com.
Perfect.
Or you can friend me on Facebook, Paul C. Tarina.
What about if we go old school? Can you do a phone number as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can call or text 702-546-6098. That's my business line. 702-546-6098.
Thank you. And thank you for those callers that are asking how to contact. Yeah. Valerie, I wanted to end with you. What are your thoughts about what Paul shared with you?
Well, I've been waiting to hear about something like that because food has become my enemy rather than my friend.
We hear that all the time.
Yep.
So I want to be able to enjoy my life again. So that would be really
and that's
wonderful
what it, that's what it's all about.
Option.
Yep. That's what it's all about is experiencing freedom and getting back to what's really important in life, which is, you know, your personal goals and your vision and your dreams and everything else.
And feeling good so that you can aspire to go out there and get those,
it's
right?
It's all about feeling good, for sure.
Outstanding, Valerie.
So Valerie, there's no question that figuring this stuff out is going to greatly improve your situation. So
outstanding. Great question, too. And thanks for sharing that with us, Valerie. We appreciate
right,
you calling
you.
In.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. I have one more question from Leslie in Salt Lake City. She would like to know about diet and candida. Can you address that, Paul?
Well, candida is an overgrowth of an unwanted bacteria in the small intestines or maybe even a little bit of the upper GI. And again, I'd have to revert back to I don't treat or diagnose, but what I can tell you is that the general protocol typically does wonders for candida. So you got to get real food figured out. You got to figure out how to time real food. And then within that context, if you still have candida issues, then there is a protocol that you can use that's a more holistic protocol that will use some natural antibiotics and antibacterials that will kind of help eliminate some of the candida and give your body a chance to produce more of the good guys and so that they can overpower the bad guys. So really when it comes to gut flora, it's all about the good guys overpowering the bad guys. And typically when you have a situation like candida or dysbiosis or something that's you know, kind of off in the small intestines or the large intestines, it's just usually due to a lifetime of improper foods and toxicity. So if you get the foundation figured out, a lot of times that's enough to kind of resolve your situation. But if it's not, then there's definitely some steps that we can take from a holistic perspective to help you transition.
That sounds like that would answer the same thing that Sal was talking about from Vancouver in terms of allergies. That sounds that what you just laid out sounds like it would take care of that as well. It'd be a good front for that to go after.
Absolutely.
I like that.
So again, like I'm a really simplistic kind of guy. I started my career out doing a lot of assessing and evaluating and
sure.
trying to pinpoint things. But the more that I did this, the more I realized that it's the foundation that people have to have in place. So it makes no sense to treat something like candida in the context of not having real food and how to time real food and all those other things figured out. Because without that foundation in place, it's almost moot trying to deal with that situation. So if you can get the foundation in place, a lot of times that gives you resolution in most areas that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
And then within that context, it's a lot easier to deal with specific issues and situations.
Absolutely. So. I'd like to thank Leslie for that. That's a good one as well. What else do you have, Lisa?
A lady by the name of Asia, she wants to have you talk about this superhuman baby that's being created thanks to you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Asia, and I always call her Aja, so that's your daughter, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. She's absolutely beautiful. So she went through one of our challenges that we did at Keller Williams Southwest here. Thank
yes.
you, Julie Brown, for letting us come in
right
and do
on,
that.
Right on, Julie.
So
shout
great.
Out for Julie Brown.
Changed a lot of lives there. So, and then Asia, actually, we found out, I think, right towards the end of our 10-week progression that she was pregnant, and hadn't they been having a difficult time conceiving for a while, or were they trying to, or did I get that wrong?
Actually, they were going to wait for a while, and the baby came sooner than they thought, and they were very pleased because
right.
they had been following your program so religiously.
Yeah, cool. So, I mean, you know, what you have to understand when it comes to pregnancy, like, it's when your body gets sufficient with nutrients and it gets rid of toxins, then it gets into the state of, hey, we got all this great stuff that we need to do something with, so let's do something with it. And so pregnancy a lot of times is an indication that the body's kind of ready to move forward. So I think that's awesome. And I'm really looking forward to supporting her through that whole progression. I've given her a couple books and some recommendations on some resources. So I think I'm helping her with some supplementation.
Right? And that's really cool. That's cool that Asia even brings that up, because you think about really getting yourself in order and your body in order and your mind in order and eating healthy and eating real food just before you conceive. Imagine the quality of the baby that you create. And you are creating a superhuman baby. And you know what? This might be your first superhuman baby that we know of on record.
We got several in progress right now. Not on record that have been born, but we've got several in progress that we've worked with over the past couple of years.
So, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, we have one more that we can take, and then I'll give the show back to you guys. Paul, how do you implement real foods and incorporate foundations on a very low budget? This comes in from Joanna here in Las Vegas.
So we hear a lot about that too. And I think a lot of people, it's another perceptual shift. Well, first of all, you're going to pay regardless. Like, you're either going to pay now with food, or you're going to pay later in medical cost and loss in productivity because of energy levels and focus and all these other things.
Breaking down the systems and the organs and so forth.
So I would much rather spend my money on things that are going to make me feel good and make me perform good and make me look great than I would anything else. So you have to understand that there's a priority shift that has to happen there. I'm not saying that that's necessarily you, but then I think people falsely think that eating real food is a lot more expensive, because once you start to pull out all the processed and packaged foods, and once you eliminate all these different aisles that you have to shop in the grocery store, things get very simple, very elegant. And, if the cost is more, it's not significantly more. Now, you can wipe yourself out going crazy on top-notch quality stuff, but what I recommend for people is figure out what real food is. And I'm a big advocate for quality for sure, but you can't let perfection be the enemy of doing the right thing or the enemy of progress. So if you have to buy conventional produce and you have to buy conventional beef or conventional chicken, then you're going to be doing a heck of a lot better than someone that's eating the standard American diet and processed food. So I would say that figure out what real food is and how to implement that in your daily life. And then you can put yourself through an experiment, you know, so you can go for 2 to 4 weeks, you know, trying to eat the way that I recommend eating and see how your budget works out. Keep track of things and just see how much of a difference it is. I guarantee you're not going to want to give up how you feel and your energy levels.
Yeah. And I like your point, pay now or pay later. It may cost you a little bit more now, but it's going to save you a whole lot more later, both wear and tear, physical breakdown, and also dollars in the pocket.
Absolutely.
Lisa?
One more thing. Tim had one more great question.
Yeah.
Tim, again, he's just like a coach, always asking questions. But the good thing about Tim is he asks good questions.
What about beer and wine? Can you do alcohol on this plan?
Absolutely. So I'm all about making real food work in a modern lifestyle. So I think that's one of the freeing things that most people appreciate when they come into my program or do one of my challenges. Is that we make this work in a modern lifestyle. I think that alcohol has a place. It's in what I call my fifth food group, which is condiments and complements to real food. So that means in smaller amounts in moderation.
Sure.
But I would not recommend beer, because beer has wheat in it and gluten, and I just think that gluten's toxic for everybody and should be avoided. So I'd say that wines are perfectly fine, and clear grain alcohols like vodka and your scotches and whiskeys and all that kind of stuff in moderation for sure.
Yeah, talk to Tim in Chicago about moderation just really quickly. What do you mean by moderation? I know that's play to face thing.
Like a drink or two drinks a night. I mean, it's very individual. If you have a problem with it and you feel like you drink too much, then you need to back off even more. But I'd say a drink or two drinks a night would be appropriate.
Very good.
In the context of doing everything else right.
You know, I like that. That's reality-based, because at the end of the day, if someone's prone to having alcohol in their lives and they're on a program with you and that's how they've been, even in moderation, they're not likely to just jump off of because they're getting this great wisdom from you. So I like the fact that you put some real-life perspectives into this program so that we can actually stay on it for life.
Cool.
Good stuff.
I like that you like it.
Is there another caller on the line?
Kobe,
we're going to take one more call on the line, then we're going to go for a quick break, and then we're going to come back and do a little bit more deep dive in here with Paul. So, Kobe, are you on that line?
Yes.
Thank you so much for waiting patiently. We appreciate that. We've had a lot of calls coming in, and also we've had a lot of folks from social media not just tapping on the door for this. What's on your mind?
No, thank you for taking my call. I was just calling to touch on the allergy thing that you guys had a little while back. I was just calling to confirm that. Nothing had to be tweaked. I had really bad allergies when I first moved to Vegas in 2010. And, it took nothing more than working with Paul before I just noticed the next summer that came up normally when my allergies really kicked in, nothing really happened. So we didn't have to tweak anything.
Nice.
Stuff that happened is very subtle.
Cool. And Colby is one of my good friends. I've worked with his wife, Yessie, and, He's actually the head coach at the CrossFit Combine, which I have an office up there right next to the CrossFit Combine, one of the best CrossFit facilities here in Vegas. So he's one of the best coaches I've ever come across in my life, man. He's awesome. So
very nice.
Cool, man. Good to hear that.
Very nice. Great feedback. We appreciate you hanging on the line and sharing that testimonial with us.
Absolutely. He's changed our life here at the gym, too. Having him on board with the functional fitness and him as our nutritionist, the progress that we make with all of our members is absolutely incredible.
Oh yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Kobe, for calling in. That really is helpful. That lets our callers know that we do have a credible, intelligent professional right here in the studio with us, and he's bringing great magic both to our lives and to many lives. And
absolutely.
And with that being said, we do appreciate you getting on the line and sharing that with us.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned before,
but
I'm a CrossFit addict. You know, like a lot of people out there that get into CrossFit. And, you know, as far as functional fitness goes, CrossFit, I feel like, is the way to go. If you have some really good coaching, Kobe's one of the best coaches I've ever come across in my entire life. Like, he's one of the best athletes here in Las Vegas, and the CrossFit Combine's where he does all his coaching.
And going to have to really, look really you up there, Kobe. Check you out. We're going to see.
That's right. Come on over.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much. Well, Kobe, thank you for calling. We're going to let you off the line now. We do appreciate you. Continue to listen, because there's still some more magic left. We've really got just a few minutes left in the show, and we're going to add a little closing magic for this. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All righty. I did want to do one quick announcement, or actually a couple quick announcements, so the folks know what's going on here with Jess Talk as well. You can reach us at JessTalk.com via the Internet. That will be a great place to find us. We have an event coming up in Arizona, actually. It's a Peak Potential event on October 21st. That'll be from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. if you're in the Scottsdale or Phoenix area. Love to have you out there. I'll be the featured keynote speaker there, and we're going to be talking about peak performance. The other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to talk about an event that we have called Navigating Relationships. A gentleman by the name of James Silvis, and then Lisa is also a part of that program. And we're going to be talking about the quality of relationships. That's November 8th, and that'll be at 8:30 in the morning here in Las Vegas. And that is over at Spring Hill Suites. And you can get that information by going to our website and checking that out. The banner's there. Click on the banner. Get your tickets. They are going hot and fast. With that being said, now I wanted to talk to Paul really quickly about the why. We have just a few minutes left. What is your why? You are very passionate with what you do and how you do it. Why are you doing this? It's got to be something beyond yourself.
It's all about the people that I'm trying to help, honestly. Like, and sometimes I feel one of my biggest concerns is if that message actually comes across when I'm talking in front of people, or maybe even doing programs like this, because I'm an introvert at heart, so I'm very shy in front of people and shy in front of groups, and which is funny because I do a lot of talks now, but I care. Like, I really feel like most people are completely clueless when it comes to real food, what real food is, how to implement it, because we have so much misinformation out there from so many different sources. And
that's right.
Even the people that are extremely diligent in trying to figure out what real food is, you know, just tend to be completely confused and lost, you know. So I want to give people freedom back. I want to give them back their lives. I want to help them, because what we find, you know, the reason I call my 10-week progression the superhuman transformation is because it's beyond food. Like, when you get this stuff figured out, like, you feel great. You have mental clarity and focus like you never, like, I don't even remember having this as in my 20s. And energy levels. And it's just like, and then what that allows you to do is springboard into things that you've always wanted to do. You can dream again. You know, like, when we're kids, we have this capacity to imagine and think that we can grow up to be anything and do anything. And then we get sucked into society's dreams of what we want to need to do and be. And we get into a toxic food supply. We start to feel like crap. We can't sleep. We don't have any energy levels. We can't focus. And we lose our ability to dream. And so what I want to do is give people back their freedom. Like, that's it. If I was a billionaire, I would be out here doing this exact same thing, because it's a message that people need to hear. And even in the real food realm, there's a lot of confusion as to what real food is and what real food isn't. So I just want to help people get their lives back.
No, I like that you shared that. And I totally agree. And I'll say that when Lisa and I find ourselves intermittently every now and then off the program to take a break and then back on the program, we miss it. The moment we're off, we miss it, and it's easy for us to get back on the program. So I do want to thank Paul for his expertise and talent and his passion. He's extremely good at what he does. He's got a wonderful message. He's powerful, and he's very dedicated to all of us getting better. And so all you listeners out there, stay tuned for the next time we're going to be on the air. It'll be next week, same time, same station, with Tiger Todd and George Zanata, two excellent speakers and coaches. Thank you very much for listening.